It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on the big, what we call it, the big taser.
This is all things 89.1
FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. You listen to Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and Jose sitting in for Sharon Jackson today. Want to give a shout out to Sharon if she hears us. And we have Dallas in the studio also. How you doing, Dallas?
Oh, I'm doing great, as always. How about you, Chef Nick?
Really good, especially today because we got some of this food that I kind of grew up with, but it's all homemade, which is good. It's very good.
Homemade food is the best, and if you can get it locally right around here, it makes it even better.
Oh, it's, you know what? It's in a spot that everyone should have no problem finding, you know?
Right,
it's
in the mall, right?
Right in the mall. Right in the mall. We'll be talking to Anna and Paul from the pita stop here real soon. But Jose is trying to find a mode of transportation to get to the mall.
Yeah, Sharon left me something that I didn't think. I thought I was going to get a Bugatti or a helicopter or something.
What'd she leave you? Anything?
I believe it's a horse and carriage.
Let's take the horse and carriage because you know what? The mall's just right across the street, isn't it?
You know what? That is true.
Maybe, so we're going to go out the parking lot.
Save on some gas.
And we're going to go right to the mall.
You want to go now?
Let's go.
All right. Is we taking Dallas with us?
Dallas is going. Actually, Dallas is going to ride on the horse.
Oh, there you go.
He's got this little stick to kind of prod it to go along.
All right, let's see what this horse is about.
Yeah, we've taken this horse to a few places.
Have you?
Yeah, his name is I think his name is Ed, like in Mr. Ed.
Oh,
he doesn't talk to me though. I've tried. I put peanut butter up in his lips and everything to make him look like he's talking, but he won't talk.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Dallas, you got it going?
I got it.
Okay, don't
get it.
I like your hat.
Oh, yeah, I brought the cowboy hat for the occasion.
A little straw in there too. I like it. Yeah.
Yep. It really protects the sun. We have a beautiful sunny day
today. Oh, it's beautiful outside.
So that's what, you know, you don't want that neck burn. So no. It's helping. So if I wish I had two more for you guys.
That's okay. I need a little tan. I need a tan. So, I don't mind a neck burn.
I'm pretty tan.
Yeah.
So
I think
I'll be good.
Are we almost there?
Yep. Oh, and then here we go.
Yeah. It's right in the food court.
All right, there we go.
The guy's tying the horse up for us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dallas, you going to watch it?
I could watch it.
You got the pail of food for him, too, and the thing that ties onto his backside so he doesn't make a mess?
Yep, a little bit of all that, and okay. I got a pail.
You know,
water
with a name like Dallas, you know he knows about horses.
Exactly. Yeah. horse state. Yep.
I've been around a few horses.
Yeah.
So my family, uncles and aunts own a nice big farm, and so I used to spend a lot of time out there and with horses.
Well,
and
you know, this horse needs its toes clipped too. So do that while we're in there. It's okay.
Oh, clean the shoes.
Something
like
have
that.
Toes.
I don't know. And at least hooves. A file or something.
Yeah, you got a file.
Look, we got a crowd eating some good Mediterranean street food right behind us.
Oh man, it smells fantastic.
And we want people to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call, and you'll get a gift card to the pita stop, which is in the South Lake Mall. It's a new spot, and it's not your ordinary kiosk like you see in the mall. This stuff is really
this
good.
This isn't a Cinnabon.
Right. So we have Anna and we have Paul in the studio today. They brought in some delicious Greek food. And how you guys doing?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Thanks for having us. Everyone can tell that's Paul.
Paul.
And this is?
Hi, everyone.
That's Anna. So Anna and Paul, Paul is Anna's son. And they just opened up a place maybe 6 months ago in the mall called the Pita Stop. It's very unique. A lot of things are made from scratch, and that's what we're going to talk about. But we want you to call in and get a gift card, 769-9577, 769-9577, and join us here on Let's Eat on 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. And thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
You know,
thank you.
Every Greek wedding, you know, and dances back in the 60s and 70s. Paul, you're too young for this, but me and Anna know. they think it's good luck to play that Zorba the Greek and throw
Zorba
some
Zorba the Greek. You'll have to get some backstory because I have never heard of it.
Okay, you have it?
I do have it.
You know,
right
and I got a
me.
Stack of these plates.
Okay.
And the old Greek tradition is just to start throwing plates on the ground.
And just breaking them?
Just break them.
All right. Okay, you want to do it now?
Yeah, I got a whole plate. And they're all white, too.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. There you go. You throw the first one there.
The honor? Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Dallas, throw a plate.
There we go. It's on the ground.
D, throw some plates. Whoppa!
Oh, man.
You know what? And when I went to Greece, I was on the island of Patmos, and there was a wedding. We were throwing these plates. Dallas, you got a plate? Throw another one.
Bam!
There you go.
There it was.
Jose, throw another one.
All right, I got it.
And we were throwing plates at this wedding, and the owner of the hotel or restaurant or whatever was coming out there yelling, "Hey, that's just in the movies. We don't do that." But you know what? It's not in the movies. Throw some more plates.
All right, let's do it.
Keep it going. We're making a big mess in this studio.
This is a big
Who's gonna
mess
sweep
today?
This? I know Dee likes to keep things tidy, but we're not going to make her deal with this plates, right? It's enough.
Never not.
So, anyways, right. Now we got good luck.
Great. Well, that's okay. I feel the luck inside me.
Okay, folks, dial in 769-9577. Let's quit the goofing around and get to some real food.
Mm-hmm. I'm smelling it. I'm probably going to sneak pack and chomp on some
okay,
stuff.
Okay, well, you've got to teach me how to run the board so I don't make a mistake. So, Anna and Paul, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay,
good.
Why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourselves, and then we'll start digging into the food.
Well, you want to start?
Go ahead, you start.
Well, the family fought a huge hardship for about a decade, and my mother's been in the business for about over 35 years now. And she never got a chance to open up her own place. She was a caregiver and a hardworking mom and trying to put bread on the table and take care of her son. And as years went by and we were able to, get past everything we had went through, my brother and I both, she put us through college and we both helped her open up her first place finally. So, again, we're in South Lake Mall Food Court. It's Pita Stop Mediterranean Street Food. Mom has a Southside Chicagoan background, so her food's definitely has, a quick service establishment inspired, way. And along with her Greek heritage, she adds a little Greek and Mediterranean flair to her food. She's done some really unique things. Again, good 90% of her menu is homemade. She does a lot from scratch. Mom, you want to talk?
Anna, give us some background about yourself.
Background. Well, like, I've been at it since the age of 16.
Okay.
But I did it for everyone else, like my Paul said, because he was sick for a long time. It was always been my dream to open up my own, and my boys did help me, and here I am at South Lake Mall.
Now, what other kind of places did you work at? Did you work at any restaurants in this area?
Not right here, but Cal City. Mm-hmm. I was at the Ford for 2.5 years, stamping.
Okay.
I cooked for 800 people there.
Oh, really? So you weren't there working on the line. You were actually cooking for the people.
Yes, cooking for them.
How was that to cook for 400 people?
800 people,
800
actually.
People.
It was pretty busy, I have to say. Nick, very busy. And, you have to follow their rules,
She does
Monday
well
had
under
to
stress.
Be chicken. Tuesday would have to be beef. It had to be on their rules and regulations.
So you did it out there.
It was nice, though. It was neat.
Like they say in those.
I enjoyed it.
They don't call them cafeterias. They call them cantinas, don't they?
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
The cantina. Because I worked out at this U.S. Steel mill, and I remember everyone say, "Hey, let's go to the cantina," and we go and get. I don't know, we got some nasty soy burgers or something. But that was back in the 80s. I'm sure things are better now.
Yeah.
So you had 800 people going through there. How long did it take to feed 800 people?
Pretty long. I was there from 3 a.m. actually, because we did breakfast too.
Uh-huh.
Breakfast and lunch, and then we would shut it down. I would go home and go back at 7 o'clock in the evening until 10 o'clock at night. So
did you ever work at any regular Greek restaurants or coffee shops? Did you ever do that?
Not coffee shops. More like fast foods, you would call them.
Uh-huh.
Like a mom's and pop's place. Mm-hmm. But, a lot of those. And a submarine, too, at one point.
Okay.
Submarine.
Oh, so submarines.
All submarine soups and salads.
Oh, yeah. So you've had this taste of the fast food.
Healthy.
But you want to put a better spin on it.
Yes, I do. Definitely. That's what I've done, I think. Yes.
Now, when did this start, Paul? When did you open up in the South Lake Mall?
We opened up about 6 months ago now, August 22nd.
Okay.
In 2 days would be 6 months.
Yeah.
And how's the mall been treating you?
The mall's been treating us fantastic. They got great personnel. They welcomed us. Again, we may not look like a mom and pop. When you stand.
Oh no,
store,
no, but, you think it's a franchise?
Well, we definitely are working it as a family. My brother and I, even though we have careers in the medical field, he's a nurse. I'm a physical therapist assistant. We both have volunteered our time to mom, and we put our time into the family business, and so we can see where our luck with all these plates take us.
We smashed probably 100 or two.
Yeah, we may need to reimburse you.
I know. Dallas was smashing all the little ones.
I got too excited.
I know.
But the best thing is we're a hardworking, loyal family that have been through thick and thin and didn't give up on each other. And now we're living out mom's dream. She deserves it. She's worked very hard her whole life and has done some incredible things for, a step to the plate that people wouldn't do for, just anyone. So definitely... It's been great. The mall, people, they have different things to say about the mall with Amazon being around, things like that. But The personnel there, the mall itself, they've been really trying to keep it a nice, safe, and happy and family environment. There's more families coming out. We've been there 6 months, never had any kind of issues. You know, everyone's cheerful and happy, and it's been actually a beautiful. My mom loves it, and she decorates the storefront every holiday. I mean, people, you know, it's become a pretty nice place to be. You know, we don't want it to end here, of course. We have aspirations, you know, but we'd like to definitely stay in the mall. That's where
are you guys located?
We're right between Charlie's and Panda. Our address is 2280 South Lake Mall. It should pop up on Google Maps now.
Anna, why'd you pick the mall?
Well, actually, my son found the spot.
So. Okay, Paul, why did you pick a mall?
Okay, well, the reason why is because...
for people out there, there's a lot of strings attached when you deal with the mall.
Absolutely.
And why don't you tell us why you picked the mall? And we'll talk about some of those things that the mall does that people don't realize what they do.
Well, we were looking, too, for a couple of years, too.
I think our family having such a strong, you know, background, it's, you know, it being a nice, safe family place where, you know, people go, it kind of would help our mission and our story kind of get out there a little more. Plus, financially, it was a little bit of a better start. It was already a restaurant, had hoods, things like that, you know. So for us, you know, we had, you know, someone with medical, you know, struggles, but also financial struggles, emotional, mental. It takes a lot. So if anyone that's experienced anything like that, you know, it does definitely takes a lot to get through that and grow from it and do what we're doing today. Yeah. And I'm pretty lucky son. I get to see my mother every day doing what she loves and, you know, and spend really that quality time that people, you know, wish they could have. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And Paul and Anna from the Pita Stop out of the Salt Lake Mall, they have gift cards to give out. So if they give us a call, I mean, you can stop in and get a gyros, but you know what, there's more than just gyros there. There's a lot of things.
I will say, I just bit into something. I'm not sure what it was, but oh my gosh, the flavor.
We'll get into
and
that.
Also I'm starving. But yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah. But man,
so Anna, describe how, if somebody walked to the mall, what are they going to see when they pull up to that Pita Stop?
They're going to see a beautiful picture of a chain to be restaurant, not just moms and pops.
Okay.
My son here, Paul, has done a magnificent job. I can't take the credit for that. Yes, I do cook the food, and I do take enjoyment in it, and I really do enjoy when I see people, they're happy when they eat my food. So that's always been my dream, to cook for the people, serve them, and for them to be happy and smile. You know.
So, Paul, how can people see some of this? You have a website or anything like that they can go on?
Absolutely. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Our tags are Pita Stop Street Food. Our website is PitaStopInc.com. In the past, we had PitaStopStreetFood.com, but that has changed. That URL was way too long. So I created it myself. So PitaStopInc.com has, you know, beautiful photos, a way that you can send us an email for a pickup or for catering in the near future to future. Definitely very user-friendly, and you can find anything about us. We put videos up, too, you know, of mom, you know, cooking in her kitchen. And, you know, we definitely, being, like I said, a family staff, we're doing our best to stay up to date with all those things.
Also on Google.
And we're also on, you know, Google Business now. You can find us just with on a Google browser. You can search us.
I was saying, you know, you guys got a really good menu. So how many square feet is this?
600 square feet.
Is that about as big as the studio?
607 to be exact.
Oh, 607?
Yeah. Math was never my strong suit. So.
No. So you got not a really big spot to make all this food in.
No.
So what kind of equipment you got back there?
Well, go ahead.
Brand new. I know. Charcoal.
You use charcoal.
Yes. Yes. And we have two fryers.
Oh, wow. All in that 600 square
feet. And another flat top, yeah. And it's all under the hood, just the way it's supposed to be.
And the reason why we have two fryers, which mom is a stickler when it comes to, you know, a white glove clean kitchen and a clean environment and changing the oils. And we use, you know, nothing but vegetable. And there's a fryer that's dedicated to certain products that, you know, for health allergy reasons. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, one dedicated to our fries. She does everything with an iron fist. She works great under pressure. She knows her way around the kitchen. Like she says, she's been doing it since, 15, 16 years old?
Very young.
So she's able to do incredible, you know, amounts of, you know, dishes and cuisine that, you know, you wouldn't think it would come out of a kitchen that size.
Just
you know?
Imagine if my kitchen was a lot larger, what I could do.
But you know what you were saying, Clenius? Actually, the customers can watch you cook, can't they?
they see it pretty much what you're doing, what you're putting together?
Not me in the back. Okay. But in front they can, yes. When we prepare their chicken, pitas, our food, yeah.
We would, you know, we'd like to shout out to, her nephew and my cousin Dino. It's her sous chef, her right hand in the kitchen. He's the front over there by the grill. That's mm-hmm. usually who you'll see. And then also, like I said, my brother George and I are in and out volunteering our time as much as we can.
And there's a big wall, so you can't see me cooking in the back. It would have been nice if it was open, but it's not.
We're actually very fond of when you can see, so people can see the quality and passion you take, and that you are clean, you are wearing your gloves, you are washing your hands,
oh, yes.
You are keeping a tidy, culinary, environment, mm-hmm. so you can, bring out this magic.
So when you're in the mall, it's like its own little village, isn't it? I think somebody's telling me you actually have to buy the electricity from the mall. The water from the mall?
Yeah, they have their...
That's crazy.
Not the water, just the electricity. Yeah.
That's different,
Just they have their own box, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So, Anna, what is Mediterranean street food flair? What are you trying to create?
Go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to create the healthy way of eating. Like fast food, but yet healthy and tasty.
Mm-hmm.
For all different Mediterranean, not just Greek.
And fast,
yes. So that's why I've brought up falafels, and I make my own tahini sauce, and I got the hummus that I make my own, and I serve it with a pita platter with two pitas. I try to give the healthy, fastest, but yet very tasty food out there as a fast food.
And that's what I really appreciate about that. It's like it's hard to do. And it's hard to find nowadays, that fast but healthy option. And a lot of people are really turning to that. Mm-hmm. So you guys have that. And allergens and allergies, those are a big thing. And you guys are really accommodating for that. And all different types of ways to eat, vegetarian, vegan. You guys have all these different options, which is endless for everybody.
You have a good size menu for a 600 square foot spot.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, it is
a
good size.
Take my son Paul to that. He kept wanting me to add.
Well, everyone says, make the menu small. But when you're starting up as a new brand, you want to try to, make
hit everyone
feel welcome.
Like a buckshot.
And then be able to kind of, tone it down, refine it from there. You don't want to, start with simple things and then everyone's like, okay, I know what we're getting. I want it to be a surprise a little bit each time. And thank you, Dallas, for mm-hmm. also stating, we are big on the Mediterranean diet, that we are Greek heritage. So we try to promote that kind of way of living, as well as the plant-based living nowadays. We're looking into the impossible stuff that's like that, a substitution to the protein. And mom does so many different vegan falafel. She's got three or four different soups, chili, that are vegan. She even makes the rice vegan, where she's not using butter or some kind of animal.
The rice itself
product
is gluten free. So
there's a vegetable.
There's
a vegetable of the day for mom. So
folks, we're sitting here with the folks from the Pita Stop out of the South Lake Mall. We have Anna and Paul from the Pita Stop, and we want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Get a gift card from the Pita Stop and try some of the food. Again, 769-9577. Anna, tell us how it works. When somebody approaches your kiosk or your stand, what do they do first? Just hit the register? How do they know? Do they look at the menu? Do you have the food in front of them?
They come up. They look at the menu. Some will just pass me up. I guess it's new. Mm-hmm. They're probably nervous to try it, but I try to tell them, please don't be nervous. Try mm-hmm. us first. Mm-hmm. You'll like it. And I really want to thank a lot of the viewers out there and a lot of my followers, too. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate them. And they're just, when they try it, Nick, they come right back. And
so
I'm very thankful for
so
that.
So they go up to a register, place an order,
yes.
go to the left, and then the food comes up.
Absolutely.
For them. Oh, yes. And we're very fast, like my Polly was saying earlier, but yet healthy and clean. And they see us. Like my nephew's there, we cook it right there at the flat top. We use vegetable oil to dip all our pitas because, mm-hmm. like I said, we get a lot of vegan, mm-hmm. vegetarians. And a lot of people will come and say, well, I'm doing this diet. I can't have any carbs. So then I'll suggest my goddess bowl to them where there is no pita.
And in the other stands, they don't have no one to really talk to say, hey, can you do something for me? Because a lot of them are franchises that are stuck to their way.
Yes. And some customers have brought that up to me, that nobody really helps us or even suggests us anything like you guys do. And they do even put on Facebook that
that's
we're very friendly.
I was going to say, that's amazing, too. You mentioned the less carbs, because when I think of Greek food and pitas, I think a little bit of carbs, you know, but the fact that you guys are doing that, like, that's so inclusive to so many people, like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So
and I want to add one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're really new to it, so we're still working with our menu and our ways, so I was telling my son, too. We might change a few things before the year is up, and I'm trying to work with people because I see them. I'm there every day, all the time. So I'm going to try to make it where it's easier for them when they come and say, hey, this is fast. So I might add a little bit more goddess bowls in there, different style.
That's awesome.
Mediterranean style. So sometimes, we're still working on it.
Sometimes those changes need to be made, you know, to kind of, you know, go with the way the location is too. Mm-hmm. And being in the mall, we do get a lot of employees of the mall that support us. So
thank you, by the way.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, and thank you, South Lake.
For all your support.
They bringing in a mom and pop place too, you know, that's a big deal. You know, you're next to some pretty big competitors that are, you know, different continents, and you know, you got, you know, Philly's next to you and Panda next to you, and it's an honor just when people, you know, decide, hey, I'm going to try Pita Stop, and we hope that they continue and you know, try us. You know, hey, you know, Nick, you one day you might want a gyro, but you're Greek yourself, you're tired of gyro, so you want a burrito or you want orange chicken. Well, you can't fault people for that. They're going to go with what they want, but at least they'll know that Pita Stop is, you know, every day trying to give a healthier option and caring for, you know, the actual customer in ways that, you know, the other, you know, the that are not mom and pops anymore. They're,
right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Because you guys actually listen to your customers as
absolutely.
You grow and
no
change.
Idea
how
many times I say to myself, I wish I had a little exit where I could exit and go really greet and talk to my customers.
Right, that's
but
awesome.
But I'm behind the counter the way it's set up, and that's okay.
You know, and that's another thing. Like, you, when you go out to the where they're eating, you have to look around for your food to ask them how everything was.
Yes. I always tell them, though.
Well, we probably
welcome
can
to
smell
Pita
it.
Stop. And I always tell them that a little bit of our family, they ran family business, and please let me know what you think after you've done it. And they always come
and
back.
Our slogan
the
is,
majority of them do.
Our slogan is hungry on the spot,
visit
Pita Stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
So it really says that we, if you know, essentially when you are feeling that hunger pain, that we can fix it really quick and actually give you something of quality, not something that you pop.
Gotta say, I was feeling that hunger pain a while ago, but now I'm happy.
Yeah, a lot of people in the whole studio is happy. Mm-hmm. So, what proteins do you offer other than gyros? What other meats
gyros,
you
have? Gyros, which is 100% beef.
You have ribeyes.
Very lean, and I'm sorry.
You have ribeyes.
We have ribeye steak.
You have what else?
Chicken breast.
Okay.
No antibiotics. And 100% ground beef that you just tasted.
Yeah.
My Grecian meatballs. Sujukai.
I was going to ask about those. Like, oh my gosh, they just exploded in my mouth.
And
I'm
you guys
like,
have.
What is
I'm
this?
So
you have
you
salmon,
salmon.
You saw
and
my
we have
face.
A very
too.
Good salmon.
Yeah. You make a salmon sandwich?
Yes, on a pita.
And then
we have it over rice pilaf with green beans, our dinners.
Wow. Italian beef.
We have Italian beef homemade. I cook my own beef in house.
I don't know how you do it in a small little place like that.
She's doing it, Nick.
All those different proteins.
My kitchen's probably as big as your 600 square foot.
You know how you say the Greeks, how we are? Yeah. I mean, I would have Easter, and there's so many people, and I would just cook up a storm.
Yeah.
And I enjoy doing that. I really do.
Do you have any music in the background for you to listen to while you're cooking?
Yes.
He plays the...
I have to have music.
So, you know, trying to, you know, build a brand, we do use the all-American classic rock. We do, you know, obviously have traditional Greek music within the kitchen for mom, but...
Oh, you will probably...
We try to definitely brand to be a little bit more of a, you know, modern place, you know, so... We're trying to, you know, catch everyone's, you know, music, you know. So we try to do the classic rock, you know, 80s, 70s, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were asking me, though. I play my Greek music in the
you
morning
do play.
Before I open. Yes, I do. I have to be honest.
You know what? I'm terrible. You know why I play in the morning
I
real loud?
I have to play my Greek music.
I hear Chris Nolte every morning.
Chris Nolte.
You got your news fixed?
I get my news fixed from 89.1 FM, and everyone's here is sitting here listening to us, talking to the Pita Stop from the South Lake Mall. We got Anna and Paul here. And we're on 89.1 FM. We want you to call in because they have gift cards, 769-9577. That is 769-9577. You know what? People knew you were coming in. They must have because look at the table. It's empty. Now, Jose, is there a website where they can see all the pictures of the food and everything like that?
Yeah. Go to Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM's Facebook page, and we always update that as soon as the hour is in. And then when you guys get in, we have the pictures. And then if you want to listen to this again, like this specific podcast, it's podcasted on lakeshorepublicradio.org. Under Let's Eat.
Let's Eat. And you know what, Jose, you got your own show. Why don't you give it a plug real quick?
I do. I'm actually the host of Region Nerdler. That's every Saturday at 7 p.m. And next week, we're actually going to a big comic book convention, C2E2. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about that and to give you some content from that.
So, guys, what did you bring in for us to try today?
Okay,
it's all gone. You can't even see. Yeah. You're gonna have to do it all from memory. Dallas, how much did you eat? I thought you didn't. I thought you weren't a Greek. You didn't like Greek food.
Oh my God, I love Greek food. And this, yeah, I'll be there. But I just had the chicken pita, and that was phenomenal.
That was my LP, by the way, my original pita with the four fries signature
okay,
and a sandwich.
Wait, you know what? Didn't you notice that OG on her shirt with the mustard stain?
Yes, I love it. The OG right there, because you're the original.
Original
right.
Hero.
Okay, so yeah, tell us what that means.
Okay. Everyone here that I work for, all these other companies that I work for, other restaurants, they always have the original gyro, onions, tomatoes, and tzatziki, cucumber sauce. I personally have always had it that way, but I always added a little yellow mustard and about four fries in the sandwich. And it's, let me tell you, if you love mustard, you will never have it any other way. You will love my OG.
The star is still the homemade tzatziki that mom makes, but it changes it up. It makes it a little like tangy.
Tangy taste.
And definitely creates a new sauce that you just wouldn't think it could happen with just a simple little splash of mustard. So
I bring it up to a restaurant, they're like, mustard. I don't make faces. Mustard.
I know.
I'm like, please don't
knock
it.
I'm making a face too.
I know. I says, please don't knock it until you try it. If you like mustard.
I liked
it. If you don't, then I tell them not to get the mustard and just get the four fries.
Now, when you say mustard, is it more of like the yellow?
It's a regular yellow mustard.
Oh, wow.
And it's just a little zigzag on top of the gyro meat. That's it.
He said, Pullman. What did I say?
Believe it or not, Dallas, I have people come and they want extra mustard. They want on the bottom. And the one on top, too.
Well, I think, don't you like, you know, because you're dealing with the horse, you like a lot of horseradish on your...
Horseradish is like one of my favorite condiments.
If you're from Dallas, you must like... Oh, if your name is Dallas, you must like horseradish.
I also love horseradish.
So, Anna, what else did you bring for us here? You brought the gyros.
The OG. I brought the OP, the chicken that Dallas had just had with the four fries in there. I brought the falafel pita. It's vegan. Mm. It's prepared with lettuce, onions, tomatoes, my homemade tahini sauce, fresh cucumbers, and a little touch of red cabbage.
Yeah, I think we had one of our vegan people who work here, Brian, snag some of that up. So thank you for bringing that
welcome.
Option
you're
for
You're very him. Welcome. And then I also brought Greek fries, which is my seasoning fries, adding crumble feta on there, oregano, and a little lemon.
Lemon wedge. You know what, guys? She makes her own seasoning. For the fries.
Yes.
She just doesn't open up a jar of Lowry's.
I tasted a little bit of a citrus in there. I was wondering what that was.
All my fries are seasoned. That's how I sell them. Unless they don't want any seasoning, I make them plain for them.
She went around. She's not telling you if there's citrus in there or not.
I know. Oh, she just said lemon. Yeah.
Lemon?
No, that was my Greek fries. We squeezed the lemon right over.
Oh, right,
that's what
right.
you tasted. But my original fries is just my seasoning. And there's no MSG or anything. It's healthy. Wow. But it's those have really taken off. They're liking them.
It's her blend of Mediterranean spices. You know,
I like to, like I said, I like to play around with different recipes. But I also believe in healthy. So
mom makes all her own sauces too.
Yeah, tell us what sauces you make.
I make tahini.
And tell everyone what tahini is, because a lot of people don't know what tahini
is. What usually goes with the falafels,
which
is made out of sesame paste.
Sesame
paste.
And other
seasoning.
Right.
And then hummus, of course, made out of chickpeas, garbanzo beans.
And you make the hummus?
I make the hummus.
Wow. That's a lot to do.
I make my own cucumber sauce, which is tzatziki.
Uh-huh.
And I also make my own garlic sauce, which people like a lot to dip my fries in it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, a lot of people around here love garlic sauce. They
really
love
delicious. And I also, now I'm bringing a new one. Where they call it baba ganoush, but we call it melijono salata. It's eggplant spread.
Mm-hmm.
I make that too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is this all different for you, Jose?
Yeah. Like, I think we had, I forgot who it was with the Radius guys.
Uh-huh.
But Greek food is something that I have very little of. So every time I taste it, like, it's a whole blend of experiences in my mouth that I never realized
were out there. We want people to experience. We want them to go to the South Lake Mall, visit the pita stop, call in here and get a free gift card, 769-9577, and explore some different flavors.
Great. Now, if you don't mind me asking, can you get to that?
I was going
to
come to that,
Jose.
All
right, thank you.
The one that you just had is my homemade sujukaika. It's my Grecian meatballs. I make it from scratch, my red sauce, everything, the meatballs, every morning, 100% ground beef. And it was on garlic bread that you just had. And also what I also make homemade, tiro kafteri, which is a feta cheese spread, and it has a kick to it.
Okay,
and
I was like, there was a spread on there because it's not, in no way it like reminded me of an Italian meatball.
No,
like
no.
It was such a different type of meatball.
That's my other thing that I make, feta cheese spread that you don't have to
And when I'm there at the restaurant, that's how I sell it too, because a lot of people are very familiar with it, you know, a marinara Italian meatball. Right.
And that's sort of what I expected when I seen the meatball, but nothing.
But you also do you also do like a burger different, right?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
So what? Explain your burger to
okay.
us.
Okay. Well, we have they're seasoned, of course. I marinate them, season them Grecian style. And they're called, one is the Spartan, and the other one is the Gladiator Italian. Okay. Mm. So on my Spartan, you put the homemade hamburger, lettuce, grilled onion sauté with my own seasoning, my own garlic sauce, and we put gyro meat on top, which kind of makes it the gyro burger, the Spartan. But we usually put it on a pita bread with my tzatziki sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people wanted a brioche bun, which we have it available, but a lot of people like it on the pita, because we're pita stop, so we kind of put everything on the pita. Now the Gladiator, the only difference is lettuce, grilled onions, garlic sauce, and mozzarella cheese. That's the Italian version. The Gladiator.
The Spartan has the feta cheese spread, the Tito Cafetti for the cheese. That's what makes it. It's more of a Greek inspired burger. And
I'll
definitely
have to try that. Now, would you recommend like someone choosing between the two? Which would you recommend first?
The Spartan.
And that's on the pita.
Yes.
Recommend
on
the pita. Okay.
And you also do souvlaki, right, or shish kebabs?
Yes, yes.
And which ones do you do?
You
make your own.
Yes,
you do them all your own.
All from scratch. We do.
See, a lot of places is buy it in frozen, and then they might slack it up. See, like if you go to the Greek Fest, they're not making that. They're buying it in from a company, and they just add some seasoning and they grill it on the grill.
No, we make our own. We have chicken.
Uh huh.
We have pork. And then we have the kofta, which is 100% ground beef, Grecian seasoned.
Wow.
And that one we cook on the flat top.
I can't believe she does all this in 600 square feet.
And I wanted to say, you know, we chose Mediterranean street food, even though our Greek heritage, we wanted to honor, you know, different countries, you know, around the Mediterranean. And she does a lot of, you know, Middle Eastern inspired, Italian inspired. It's, you know, it's got it all, its own little twist, everything. I mean, even down to her soup of the day today, it's a chickpea, Mediterranean chickpea. She was inspired by a Lebanese stew that she looked into.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she creates her own recipes from. So,
and we do have a couple halal too.
Yeah.
Because.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I haven't been in the mall in a while,
we have kosher.
It's crazy to see, like, or it's very awesome to see how such a unique mom and pop place that listens to, like, this is such a family feel inside the mall,
right?
At the South Lake Mall. Like,
you don't get, you know, in the mall, it's all like
a lot of the stand,
yeah, they're
Taco
all
Bell,
they're all
like,
the same, and they all like full of salt, you know, full preservatives.
Yeah.
And you know, I noticed about the pita stop, they brought a gyros in, and I tried it, and it is very mild. It's not like it would linger with you or anything like that. Tell us about the gyros.
Well, I've really dealt the last place that I, the first place actually that I worked was, it was Panos Big Boy. Mm-hmm. And at one summer when my bosses went to Greece, he used to get the lamb and beef combination.
Mm-hmm.
But the cones started to fall apart. So
yeah,
I had a really
that,
tough time. So I called the company. And they, in a way, in the beginning, they didn't even believe me. But when they came back, I was like, you know something, Anna? You're right. These things are falling apart. I said, what are you going to do to help me? My bosses are gone. I'm all alone. I got to do all this. And I can't really slice it up where they're all falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you the beef. I'm like, okay, please. So 100% beef.
Mm-hmm.
The best year I've ever had in my life.
Like, I think you're probably one of the only ones that do the 100% beef gyros. Everyone else always does a mixture. And some people do it a very cheap mixture.
Yeah,
I mean, there's Jose in Dallas. There's different levels of gyros.
There's so many.
So yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Different quality.
Yeah. There's different quality. There's some that have all like pork and beef and lamb and a lot of whey in it, a lot of flowers in it, you know. Yeah. And then there's some like the beef that's all beef.
Yeah.
So there's different qualities.
So when you're buying like that, is it similar like if I go to a store and see like it's 75% lean and like 15% something else?
No, you just order beef gyros.
Yes.
Beef gyros and 100%.
Ours is 100% beef, and it is from Grecian Delight, and I have dealt with them for
shout out
many,
to Grecian
many
Delight.
Years. Yes, many, many years. I love them.
So your pitas, how many different sizes you got?
We have a 6-inch and we have a 9-inch. The 9-inch is what we prepare, a Hercules.
That's something to talk about.
Yeah,
tell us about the Hercules.
That's a bad boy sandwich right there. If you're
like,
hungry.
I can't finish it. How many ounces of gyros is probably on that?
Well,
baby?
The thing is you can put any. Canada
just goes, whoop. I might as well just keep slicing.
The thing is you could put any protein you want. It's essentially our version of a Greek burrito. However, it's still opened like a gyro. It's not wrapped like a burrito.
Right.
But she puts her rice pilaf in it. She puts her village salad in it. You know.
Wow.
Yeah. She makes And then you can put our ribeye steak, you could put our chicken. I've had someone put salmon in it.
Oh, yes. I was just about to ask about that, the salmon. Yeah.
It's actually lettuce, rice pilaf, and my village salada, which includes tomato, green peppers, cucumbers, crumbled feta cheese, and olives pitted.
Folks, we only got like 20 minutes left. So you want to give us a call, talk to the folks from the Pita Stop. They're out of the South Lake Mall. Only been open for about 6 months. They make a Mediterranean flair street food. It's all made fresh by Anna. And give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577. There was a soup there that you had that I've never heard of before, and that's the beef avolemono?
Yes, okay. That's the beef avolemono. I used to make it for my kids, Nick.
And how'd you come up with that? I've never seen it anywhere.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm sure you've heard of Yurvaralaika, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those little meatballs that we make with ground beef and rice, and then we do the avolemono.
Right, over the top, and you bake it together. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I converted into a soup, because my kids used to love it when they were younger.
A deconstructed version. And kept the integrity of that of each bite to taste just like that Greek dish, you know. And it was a little easier because what you can't see what mom's doing here when she's talking is she's doing a lot of hand movements. Yeah. We talk with our hands as Greeks, as you know. You know, and when she was talking about the souzoukakia earlier that Jose mentioned, she rolled her hands because she's making those meatballs every morning. And everything is every morning. That's another thing that mom doesn't really believe in. She doesn't make things and keep them in the freezers, you know, for days. She tries to make them fresh every day. That's what she does.
That beef avolemono is really taking off. People are really liking it.
So the meat, do you bake your meatballs? You boil the meatballs? How do you?
No, my meatballs for the souzoukakia. No, those we fry them.
You fry them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
That's real. What's your biggest seller, you think? The gyros? People go there for the gyros?
We sell a lot of gyros, but I have to tell you, Nick, we sell a lot of pitas. We got several different chicken pitas.
Uh-huh. A lot of chicken pitas.
A lot of chicken romea, Hail Caesar, Grecian honey mustard chicken. We have the OP. We have the Grecian pita.
You have a different pita up here. You got one that's a dessert. Can you explain that?
Oh, that's our sugar pita.
Yeah.
That's another.
Oh, Jose says, "Oh yeah,
I have it right here."
You thought it was a tortilla shell.
That's another idea that came from when we were kids. You know, sitting on many different countertops of when Ma would bring us to work with her, she'd shut us up with a little sugary treat with a pita bread and some sugar on it. Well,
it's almost like an elephant.
We're giving a Greek elephant ear, sugar cinnamon on a pita bread that's been deep fried. It's delicious. The kids are loving it. It's like $1.19, I think, comes like that, right?
$1.19.
Yeah.
Or $1.29, I think.
Sometimes the kids, just come for that. They love it.
So. Now, let me ask you, what other desserts do you do? What other desserts do you offer?
We have baklava.
Okay.
We have cheesecake baklava.
That's one I never heard. Now, how is that done?
That's really good. I actually get it from a good source. Okay, I don't make it myself.
Cheesecake on the bottom?
Yes.
And then they make a baklava on top?
You see the walnuts in between the cheesecake.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Then you see the phyllo dough on top, and then you see all the crumbled walnuts on top, too. It's really good.
Walnuts on cheesecake sound amazing.
That's something I would travel there just to get that. I never had that before.
And of course, when you make everything from scratch as she does, there's some things that you got to hold back on. And she makes a homemade rice pudding.
Yeah,
she makes the sugar pitas, and she gets these from an excellent source. They're very tasty. But, mom, she's been making those pastries all her life. She's hoping for a bigger kitchen in the future and maybe once in a while to, make a homemade one to kind of let the, customers, experience her homemade pastries too.
You're making these things from scratch. There's no reason that, like, the seasoning you can't package and try to sell. Or some of the items, that's another avenue you can dive into.
Yeah, we definitely have, huge, ambition and aspirations for Pita Stop, and definitely would like to do that with some of her dressings. Her olive oil vinaigrette that she makes is so popular. Like, people, we carry ranch and French and things like that because you got to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even though we try to, stay, really, stern with the Mediterranean, and the Greek, and we don't carry like things like barbecue sauce, but now we do because some people want to put barbecue sauce on the gyro and you want to please the customer.
Right.
But there are people that just come for that olive oil vinaigrette and they do love it. So
back to the desserts, I just wanted to add the rice pudding, the risogalo that
I make. Risogalo, one of my favorite things.
I make it vegan style.
Okay.
That way I have a dessert for vegan.
You don't have no milk in there?
I do, but it's non-dairy.
Oh.
So I make it for
no
vegan
eggs.
Too
so is it like an almond milk or a coconut milk or?
Actually, I can't give out the recipe right now.
No,
but
okay, never mind. No, keep your secret.
Folks, we got 15 minutes left. Dial in. Go visit Anna and Paul at the Pita Stop at the South Lake Mall, 769-9577. You'll be very pleasantly surprised because they're surrounded by a bunch of kiosks or stands, other restaurants that are just all, how can I say, preserved, manufactured. The Pita Stop isn't like that. It's all homemade. And you know what else you make? You guys do catering.
Let's touch
a little bit on about your catering. Because on your catering menu, you have things that you don't have on your regular menu.
Yes.
And one of them is my favorite, and I've told you before, I hate to make, and my family always wants me to make it every holiday, pastizo. And I love pastizo. So you make your own pastizo?
I mean, I could.
Yeah, I know you could.
They want me to, but I usually get it from a resource store. Okay. But I can make it.
Oh, I know you can make it.
If it's for catering, yes.
And you got, what else? You also moussaka?
We have moussaka.
Which is eggplant, like an eggplant casserole.
Ooh. With potatoes layered with a special sauce that you make, the white sauce and the ground beef in there. So that's really good too. And we also have the 300 Spartans. You know how we were talking about the Spartan before with a gyro meat on top?
Right.
Now we have those little mini ones, as they call sliders, the mini Spartans.
Oh, I never heard of that. So you got little mini pitas?
Oh, wow. Little brioche buns.
We have Greek slider that we call mini Spartans and mini gladiators. So essentially, as she mentioned earlier, as the Spartan and the gladiator, we do it, and you can tell by the color of the sword that holds the bun together.
That's great.
So essentially, it's a little bit more of a quality crave case. Shout out to, I guess, the White Castle. But yes, it's definitely, we do 300 of them.
Yeah, so we figure it feeds 150, at least two a day, two to each, and we give them a full tray of Greek fries with it.
How about you have roasted potatoes? Can you tell us what those are?
Yes, those are the Grecian oven potatoes. They're really good and delicious.
So how they were, like olive oil, garlic,
olive
and you roast?
Olive oil, fresh garlic.
And you roast them in the oven?
Yes, you're really trying to pull out the recipe, aren't you? she's holding back, Nick.
You know what? My phone is not on record, I guarantee. Folks, we got like 12 minutes left. 769-9577, 769-9577. We're visiting with Pita Stop from the South Lake Mall. We got Paul and Anna here having a good time. Everyone ate all their food already, and we're talking a little bit about catering. Spanakopita.
Spanakopita. We have it.
You have some?
Yeah, we do have the little spinach puffs and the little cheese puffs.
And spanakopita is basically filo dough with spinach and feta, a little mint in there.
And we have it as a catering and as on our menu option.
Oh, do you?
And we do something pretty unique.
Tell me. I'm recording.
Well, what we do is we actually deep fry those.
Oh, really?
And it was inspired by,
that's
like
a good idea.
Like a crab rangoon.
Uh-huh.
We figured
You know, I'm going to go back and try this.
Yes, exactly. It's good. It's good.
Anna's looking at me.
It's good.
She's giving
actually,
some...
both of my sons kept telling me, let's fry them. I'm like, no, guys, you can't fry them. You're supposed to bake them.
It's faster. It's faster. It's good. Fresher. You don't have to
have them sitting around.
You don't have to have them sitting around. Absolutely. And there's definitely a rich taste to coming from a deep fry, just like anything else, The Grecian cheese puffs is where it's at. That's one of my favorites.
How do you say it? Trikopita.
Tiropita?
Tiropita, which means three cheeses, right?
No, tiropita is
cheese
just the feta cheese.
Just the feta
the
cheese puffs, my Greek isn't that great. I understand
okay.
it.
No,
I don't speak it too well.
You do very well, Nick. We have spanakopita, too, which is spanakopita, which is feta cheese and spinach. And
again, I thank my sons for that, the idea of deep frying them, because they are delicious and people are really loving them.
You want to know what I would love to get? Luca Mavis.
Yes.
Not in 600 square feet.
Yes. Honestly, Pita Stop's mission is to have Luca Mavis in different ways other than the traditional nuts and honey.
See, I'm prodding you now, ain't I?
That is a huge thing that we definitely want to do.
And Luca Mavis is so good. Dallas, you know what a Luca Mavis is?
I do not. If you can explain it to me, that'd be great.
You explain it. Go ahead, Chef.
Well, they're like little round dumplings, I guess.
Right, like little round fried dough balls.
Yeah, dough balls.
But they put... like a syrup on there, simple syrup.
Honey, cinnamon, and crushed walnuts.
Okay. Ooh, who we got on the phone, Jose? Wow.
So we actually have Matt from Porter, Indiana. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi. Good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So what do you got, a question for the guys here?
Oh, no, not at the moment.
Do you have a comment?
I was just calling because I really enjoy Grecian food, and we're excited to hear about the restaurant in the mall.
And there isn't really too many places that do Greek food around here that's like traditional anymore, is there?
Not that I know of. There's one in Munster that just opened up not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I am forgetting the name at the moment, but it's a fast food style as well. It's sort of like Chipotle, where you get to pick your...
That's not what we do here at the Pita Stop. At the Pita Stop, I know what you're talking about. It's like, you know, when you talk about Chipotle, it reminds me of I worked in the Delicatessens for 21 years, and they have these hot cases where they put the food out there, and it just sits out there for 4, 5, 6, or 20 hours. The Pita Stop doesn't do that. The Pita Stop's, Anna makes everything every morning. She's so traditional, she could almost probably be in Greek town and have this restaurant. So what we're going to do, we're going to send you a gift card out to the Pita Stop, so you can go to the South Lake Mall and not go all the way out to Munster. That's too far for you. And you got to try something traditional. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds delicious. I heard you guys talking, and I just couldn't help but calling all the homemade recipes. It sounds like the time she takes to make everything.
And you wouldn't think it's in the mall, right?
Right.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
So we're going to send you out a gift card, okay?
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate
thanks for calling
in. Thank you so much, Matt.
All right. So, the catering. How does the catering work? I mean, can you call in and get it? Can you go online and get it?
How do you usually tell people, give me about 24 hours.
Oh, 24 hours? That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
20. And so, how does tell us some of the packages?
We can get them through the phone, the catering, and through the website now.
Okay.
And there's a way you can just send us an email, a time, a date, a place, you know, and you can also call us for certain details and availabilities and things like that. You know, as far as the products that we offer.
Now, when you do catering, do you offer the soups as well?
Well, it's not in the catering, but if that's what they would like, yes.
Okay. So you guys are very accommodating.
Yes.
So tell us one of the packages, so people out there, because, I mean, these catering, you know, especially the catering you have, it seems like the food will spread through a lot more people than probably what you're suggesting. You know, the gyros and that kind of stuff. And, you know, you got the NCAA coming up with their Final Four. People want big catering, right, Dallas?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So what? Tell us one of the packages. How would it?
Well, Jose just had the sujukaiki sandwich before.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gusha meatballs. I have that.
I can have 100
over
of those.
Rice pilaf.
Amazing.
And then I give him a salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember right offhand what I have. Did you bring one of the catering
menus? Yes, we have the catering menu over there.
Oh.
Yeah, we do. Well, I can't remember offhand, but we do have the sujukaika. We have the kebabs.
How many? You got a lot of different packages? I mean, everything's in a package, or can somebody just come up and...
You have tray orders, too.
We have tray orders, yes. Okay.
We do have some set packages, like the one we mentioned with the 300, too. If you want 300, you know, mini Spartans or mini gladiators or half and half.
No, I got to do this 300.
Yeah.
rolling
our hands. We do kebabs, all the different kebabs, or... a mix.
And you only need 24-hour notice?
Yeah.
Okay. We're putting you on the spot, Anna. That's all I'm saying.
I'm pretty fast.
Okay. Delivery. Do you guys do delivery, or do you guys work through DoorDash? What do you guys do?
DoorDash.
DoorDash
right now.
Okay. Yeah. How's that going?
So far, so good. The setup was a little rough around the edges, but we weren't being paid for our but, you know, we're good now. Everything's been good. Everyone's been, coming right away, grabbing the orders. You know, we've heard that the customers are very pleased and happy with their DoorDash delivery. And so, nothing negative to say about DoorDash. They definitely have helped us a lot, be able to get our food out there and, you know, to other locations that, you know, we may not be able to, you know, attract the people if they're not in the area. So definitely a big thing.
So do you guys do anything off-premise? Have you got into any of that yet?
I'm sorry.
I know off-premise, anything off-premise, Katie, like you would take it there? Or?
Oh, yeah.
If it's close by.
Yeah.
And maybe one of my
you
sons.
You guys are new.
Like my son, George, would have liked to have been here today too, but he's working, you know.
Hi, George. We're working and we're eating and we're relaxing. So any kind of something new that you might be coming up with, any kind of new foods, anything you're thinking about down the line?
Go ahead.
Except
Why,
for Luca, I tell you what, I guarantee if you get Luca Malis, you'll see me.
Like I was saying earlier, I like to invent a little bit different kind of goddess bowls. We have the goddess bowl that I was saying earlier to you. I don't know if I did tell you.
No, what is that?
You know how we had the 9-inch Hercules pita?
Right.
Okay, now if you don't want the pita and the ladies come by, or if they want to watch their weight, if they're bodybuilders or So when they don't want to eat the pita, they want a goddess bowl. I have a lot of people that really transfer my dinners into a goddess bowl because they just want to walk and eat out of a bowl.
Oh, out of a bowl.
So my first goddess bowl that I have there now is with lettuce, rice pilaf, Greek velvet salata, lentils, homemade, chickpea salad, homemade by me, red cabbage, and my homemade tzatziki.
Well, do you guys get the walkers in the morning?
Yes,
parents used to walk all the time.
Yes, we do. All the time.
And that's, and you know, to be able to make that Hercules into what we call the goddess, it's not, you know, saying only, you know, a woman or a man. Anyone that is looking to watch their health, anyone that's like, you know, athletic, you know, bodybuilding, like my mother, you know, was saying, that is a good option. It's a Mediterranean bowl. And going back to the Chipotle style or Qdoba style, you know, style that's kind of big now in the world.
I don't understand it's a cafeteria style.
And we try
to say what it is.
We try to give an option just to kind of follow with that, you know, what's going on nowadays. So what I'm saying is
it's okay to have that fast. I mean, in the back of the kitchen, you have a station, everything's fast, right?
Yeah.
But they like to let the stuff just sit in this case.
Yes.
And everyone, I don't get it, you know. That's how it was in the grocery store. You know, fried chicken, people go there. That fried chicken might have been there for 4 or 5 hours.
For sure. Yeah, no, look at the beans hardened over and stuff.
Yeah, we want fresh. Who do we got that wants something fresh there, Jose?
We have Chris, and right now he is in the food court.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, sorry about that, Chris.
What's up?
Oh, hey.
Hey. You looking at the pita stop?
You know what? I work in the mall. I eat here like every other day.
Really? We only got a couple minutes. What's your to-go item?
My to-go item, the original pita.
There you go. And what do you have?
Oh my goodness!
What have you tried that's different that you never tried before?
You know what? They got some really good Mediterranean vegetables that I don't even eat vegetables. You know, I eat meat, cheese, and bread, and that's it. And I've tried some stuff, and holy cow!
So, Chris, what we're gonna do is Anna and Paul from the Pita Stop out of the South Lake Mall in Maryville, they're going to send you out a gift card so you can get a Euros or something like that on the house. How's that sound?
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank you so much for calling in, Chris.
Well, guys.
Hey, you guys have a great one.
Oh, you go. I hope you're having fun. We're down to the last 2 minutes, okay? So I'm going to give you each the mic for 30 seconds each. Have something to say there? Go ahead, Anna.
You're first.
The only thing I want to say is I want to thank all my viewers out there, everyone that has supported us, everybody from the mall, all the employees, from the bottom of my heart. God bless and thank you.
Yeah, she means that too. You're gonna make me cry.
Yeah,
come on.
That's that Greek woman thing. You know, she can they can pull the tears out of their pocket. My mother's been doing that my whole life. No, but we definitely thank you so much for all the supporters. You know, we are a family. You know, working really hard, making an honest living together, living out my mother's dream, who's in my eyes a saint. And like I said before, anyone wishes they can have those moments and that time with their mother, and to be able to give back, because she definitely gave me a lot in my life. So, and my brother through very hard, crazy hardships and obstacles that, you know, not any family can just get through. So we want to keep bringing that fresh Mediterranean flair to you. You know, my mother is going to, I can guarantee you, will be working every day at 7:30 in the morning. We're located at 2280 South Lake Mall. The phone number.
219-301-0763.
Call and have it ready for you, right?
Absolutely.
And remember, when you're hungry on the spot, visit Pita Stop.
There you go.
Thank you.
We want to
thank you, Nick. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I want to thank Jose. I want to thank Dallas. I want to thank Anna and Paul from the Pita Stop. They're located in the South Lake Mall. I want to thank all you guys for listening in. For you people that called in, thank you very much. Beautiful weekend. We want everyone to enjoy the weekend. Be safe out there. Remember, the Pita Stop. In the South Lake Mall, it has Mediterranean flair with great taste, a lot of option, everything homemade, and like they like to say over at the Pita Stop, it's always better with feta.
Yes,
isn't that what you say?
Definitely. Yes.
And there's one other thing I want to say before we take off.
Of course.
I want to tell everyone thank you for listening. This is like my favorite hobby I've ever had in the whole world, and yasu.